Okay, today is Thursday, the 2nd of April, 2020, at 3:17 a.m. It is presently 34 degrees outside, and this is both a dream and field report, and it is going to be multi-part because of the amount of detail I have to provide. So this is part one of I don't know how many. Two or three, possibly four. At 2:30, I woke up from a dream. I woke up exhausted. My shoulders were sore, and they still are. I was tired, I mean, to the point of exhaustion, but I wasn't sweating. And that was at 2:30. That was 45 minutes ago. But as I lay in bed, I realized, well, and then I took a pain pill. Okay, usually, or sometimes, that'll help me get back to sleep, but it takes 20 minutes. Well, it's been, 45 minutes now. And obviously, I didn't go back to sleep because I'm awake and I just ate my breakfast. Because at the same time, I'm kind of buzzing right now because of what I have to report. And I'm also sipping coffee. So, the dream was I was in a facility, and it wasn't clear what kind. It was a multi-room building, but it was laid out in sort of a campus, a campus type thing. It was, almost want to say it was like an old hotel that was being used for other purposes, like an office or something, offices or something. And I was going inside and outside. There were like these areas that were caged with cyclone fence that were used as, like utility staging areas for outside equipment. And I was chasing a murderer, a serial killer, actually. And I found his murder weapon. And it was a piece of sheet metal, the kind of galvanized metal that is used to make heating and ventilation ductwork in commercial spaces. They're usually square and they're anywhere from 2 to 3 feet wide and at least 12 inches high. And you see them, and sometimes they're round, but they're also square, and they go through the ceiling up above the acoustical ceiling, and that's where the air flows from the heating and ventilation system and the heaters and the air conditioners and stuff. Anyway, this item had been constructed from that metal, and it was about 18 inches long. It's pretty long. It was straight at the top edge, but curved like a knife blade at the bottom edge. The top edge was folded over metal, so it was a rounded, not a blunt edge at the top, but the bottom edge was the sharp edge of the steel, at as if it had just been cut with a cutter and left it really sharp. So it kind of loosely looked like a pizza knife, which, if anyone has ever seen a pizza knife, not the round thing, but the professional kind that they use at Costco and other places. These are long, long blades, about a good 18, 24 inches long, that are used to cut whole pies at once. And it's, curved with a curved blade and then straight at top, kind of like that, except it was not professionally made. This was something that this murderer had just constructed out of this material. And I had it in my hand. Fortunately, what I had been doing is chasing this guy down, but I hadn't found the guy, but I found his murder weapon. And I had it in my hand. And fortunately, I had a pair of leather gloves on too, because this thing was sharp on one edge. And I didn't want to get my own fingerprints on it, because this is evidence now. And so then I'm trying to find my way back to where I might have some friends, and I go into this room, and there's a couple of guys in there, and I show them this blade. And at first, I'm concerned that they're going to accuse me of being the serial killer. But that doesn't come up, and that doesn't happen. And I'm still looking for this guy. But now back in the dream, which we're still in. But here's some commentary. Before I had found that blade, I had been searching. I mean, one of the reasons I woke up so tired is because I had been chasing this guy down, and it was, a lot of work. But I didn't find a guy, so I had found the blade, and I was had taken it to another room. I found the blade in one of those outdoor spaces that I said was surrounded by by wire fencing. And that have been used for outdoor storage, like storing, outdoor lawn equipment, stuff like that. It had been empty, but that's where I found this blade. So anyway, I was had left there, and I got into this other room where these two guys were, and I think they were there to help me, because they seemed like they didn't seem like HR in the dream. They seemed like VR. That stands for Heaven's Resources. So I think there were a couple of angel type people in there. But so I left the blade with them, and then that's when I left the room, and then I woke up, and now I'm going to go to part two. This is an addendum. I just wanted to specify that this piece of metal was being used by the serial killer as a knife. That was the murder weapon, and it had blood on the sharp edge. Had fresh blood. It had just been used, and so I had relieved him, or he had stashed when he discovered he was being chased. He had, stashed the weapon in a place that, he could in that cyclone fenced area, and to just get rid of it. But yeah, when I found it, it had fresh blood on it. So he had just killed someone before I got to him. In that dream, and so it was like I say, it had been used as a sharp-edged knife murder weapon, and with and blood on it. Okay, that's the end of this add-on.